Welcome back to Between the Lines. We hope you enjoyed that break, because we're diving back into the depths of Scripture with more enlightening discussions. Join us now as we continue our journey.
Apparently, mold looking growths on the walls.
Mm-hmm. Just wonder how much of it had to do with like supernatural occurrences due to negativity drawn due to people's sins.
Yeah.
Domino effect.
Yeah, yeah. Did you notice that there? He says, back to chapter verse 34, when ye be come into the land of Canaan, which I give to you for a possession, and I, this is God
talking,
and I put the plague of leprosy in a house of the land.
Yeah, that's a really good catch right there.
Yes.
It's so
nothing
subtle.
Nothing happens that's out of God's control. He has choreographed this entire life that we live in, and he's in control of good, evil, and indifferent. The priest shall go to the house, the door of the house shall be shut up for 7 days, and the priest shall come again on the seventh day, and shall look, and behold, the plague be spread in the walls of the house. The priest shall command that they take away the stones in which the plague is, and they shall cast them into an unclean place without the city. Dismantle the house! I hope you got insurance, Herschel.
Yeah.
And he shall cause the house to be scraped within round about, and they shall pour out the dust, that they scrape it off without the city in the unclean place, and they shall take over the stones and put them in the place of those stones. He shall take other mortar and shall plaster the house. And if plague come again and break out in the house after that he hath taken away the stones, after he hath scraped the house and after it is plastered, man, wouldn't they have done with some bleach back then?
Right, right.
Yeah, they're dismantling, they're just gutting the house, taking the stones away, bringing new stones, putting in new plaster. Go in there with some bleach and spray. Too bad, you know?
Yes, sir.
Technology has done some wonderful things. And the priest shall come and look, and behold, if the plague be spread in the house, it is a spreading leprosy in the house, it is unclean. He shall break down the house and stones of it, and the timber thereof, and all the mortar of the house, and he shall carry them forth out of the city into an unclean place. Moreover, he that goeth into the house all the while that is shut up shall be unclean until the evening. I'd hate to be a construction crew called there. We got an unclean house. You guys got to dismantle it.
Yep.
No.
No, no. But that means that we have to get quarantined too.
Yes. I was working. I used to do the security work for the Navy. And we were working up in a base in North Carolina. And there was this one room with these 55-gallon drums that were in giant Ziploc bags.
What the world?
Yes. And as a young boy working for me, he's about 20, he was an electrician. And I said, showing him, I said, you got to run the conduit here. You go through this wall. And we went around the other wall, and we went in that room. And I said, you come through here, go in there. And he's staring at those drums over the door. Oh, and we had to wear these tags.
Right.
It was radiation. I had to wear these tags, and the tag turned black. You had to go to the priest and get...
make sure that you weren't, trying to spread.
But I explained, show him where he's got to run the conduit to, and he comes, it's about 15 minutes later, he comes to me and says, in a puppy dog voice, Dave, I don't want to work in that room.
Yeah.
All right, Johnny. That was his name, Johnny. And he that lieth in the house shall wash his clothes, and he that eateth in the house shall wash his clothes. And the priest shall come in and look upon it, and behold, the plague hath not spread in the house. After the house was plastered, then the priest shall pronounce the house clean, because the plague is healed. I see it. It's trying to sell your house. Didn't that house have the plague a while back?
No,
that was all fixed. Yeah. I got a certificate here for the priest.
Look, brand new stones, brand new mortar.
All clean. And he shall take to cleanse the house two birds in cedar wood and scarlet and hyssop. He shall kill one of the birds in the earthen vessel over the running water, and he shall take the cedar wood and the hyssop and the scarlet and the living bird and dip them in the blood of the slain bird and in the running water and sprinkle the house 7 times. He shall cleanse the house with the blood of the bird and with the running water. And there again, it takes blood of a living animal to cleanse away physical sin. And this bird is taking the place of the sin. And the cedar wood, an innocent animal. And with the cedar wood and with the hyssop and with the scarlet, he shall let go the living bird out of the city into the open field and make an atonement for the house, and it shall be cleansed. This is the law for all the manner of plague, of leprosy and scall, and for the leprosy of the garment and of the house, and for a rising and for a scab and for a bright spot, to teach when it is unclean and when it is clean. This is the law of leprosy. Are you still awake, Moses? Are you writing? You're taking notes, right?
Right.
Yes, my Lord. Chapter 15, Book of Leviticus, here with Dave and Jonathan on WVFF 97.7, Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible. We're knee-deep in God giving the children the law because they couldn't follow the simplest of instructions that he had given them. Follow me with all your heart and circumcise your children. So, you don't want to do it the easy way, folks. We're going to do it the hard way. Chapter 15, And the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When any man hath a running issue out of his flesh, because of his issue he is unclean. This shall be his uncleanliness in this issue, whether his flesh run with his issue, or his flesh be stopped from his issue, it is his uncleanliness. Every bed wherein he lieth that hath the issue is unclean, and everything wherein he sitteth shall be unclean. Whosoever toucheth his bed shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. He that sitteth on anything whereon he sat that hath the issue shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the morning. There again, just good hygienic practice where blood and biological agents are present.
Right.
And he that toucheth the flesh of him that hath the issue shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And if he that hath the issue spit upon him that is clean, then he shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. That's just something about if he that is unclean spitteth upon another.
What was going on then? But
I can see it. I can see it. Amos is over there. Asher's unclean. He's laughing at him. So he just spits on him. He says, All right, now you unclean too.
That's right.
You got to go through this whole big process too, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Every time you laugh at me.
Mm-hmm.
And what saddle soever he rideth upon that hath the issue shall be unclean. Whosoever toucheth anything that was under him shall be unclean until the evening. He that beareth any of these things shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And whomsoever that toucheth that hath the issue and hath not rinsed his hands in water, he shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening.
What's really neat is this is, these are basically laws for cross-contamination rules.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, biological. Yeah, absolutely. Good hygienic practices that they practice in hospitals today. Mm-hmm. And the vessel of earth that he toucheth, which hath the issue, shall be broken. Every vessel of wood shall be rinsed in water. And there you again, if the vessel touches it, they throw everything that's used once in a hospital away. When I broke my femur, they brought that brand new, but you ever told you this story? Come in there, and they had to drill a hole through my shin to put a traction bar in there. They drove a pin through my shin. He got this new Makita drill out of this bag, brand new, puts a drill bit in it, drills through my shin, drives a pin through there. And I watch him throw it into the trash can, the drill.
My goodness.
And I'm in all that pain and agony, and I'm looking at that drill thing.
No!
All right.
Yeah.
I want that.
Yeah.
And I probably paid $20,000 for it.
Yeah, for the drill. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Oh.
And whomsoever he toucheth that hath the issue and hath not rinsed his hands in water, he shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And the vessel of earth that he toucheth, which hath the issue, shall be broken, and every vessel of wood shall be rinsed in water. When he that hath an issue be cleansed of his issue, then he shall number to himself 7 days for his cleansing, wash his clothes, and bathe his flesh in running water, and shall be clean. And on the eighth day he shall take for him 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, and come before the Lord unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and give them unto the priest. The priest shall offer them, the one for a sin offering, the other for a burnt offering. The priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord for his issue. And if any man's seed of copulation go out from him, then he shall wash all his flesh in water. and be unclean until the evening. And every garment and every skin wherein is the seed of copulation shall be washed with water and be unclean until the evening. The woman also with whom man shall lie with seed of copulation, they shall both bathe themselves in water and be unclean until the evening. And if a woman have an issue, and her issue in her flesh be blood, she shall be put apart 7 days, and whosoever toucheth her shall be unclean until the evening. And everything that she lieth upon in her separation shall be unclean. Everything also that she sitteth upon shall be unclean. And whosoever toucheth her bed shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And whosoever toucheth anything that she sit upon shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in the water and be unclean until the evening. And if it be on her bed or on anything whereon she sitteth, when he toucheth it, he shall be unclean until the evening. And if any man lie with her at all, and her flowers be upon him, he shall be unclean 7 days, and all the bed whereon he lieth shall be unclean. So let's look at that again real quick. Verse 24, chapter 15. And if any man lie with her at all, and her flowers be upon him, he shall be unclean 7 days, and all the bed whereon he lieth shall be unclean. So you're having sex with your wife. It produces an unclean situation for you, for both of you. If any woman have an issue of her blood many days out of time of her separation, or if you run beyond the time of her separation, all the days of the issue of her uncleanliness shall be as the days of her separation. She shall be unclean. If her monthly period goes longer, she will be unclean for the duration of that. Every bed whereon she lieth in the days of her issue shall be unto her as a bed of a separation, and whatsoever she sitteth upon shall be unclean as the uncleanliness of her separation. And whosoever toucheth those things shall be unclean, and shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. How impossible is this in a crowded society? People sitting in public seats and benches, thank God Jesus came and took away the bondage of this law. This law was for one purpose, to show these hard-headed people there is a simpler and a better way. But if she be cleansed of her issue, then she shall number herself 7 days, and after that she shall be clean. And on the eighth day she shall take unto her two turtle doves. There it is again.
We saw that
another
yesterday.
Omission of, I can't believe I've missed this all these years. Or two young pigeons, and bring them unto the priest to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall offer the one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for her before the Lord for the issue of her uncleanliness. Thus shall ye separate the children of Israel from their uncleanliness, that they die not in their uncleanliness when they defile my tabernacle that is among them. This is the law of him that hath an issue, and of him whose seed goeth from him and is defiled therewith, and of her that is sick of her flowers, and of him that hath an issue of the man and of the woman, and of him that lieth with her that is unclean. Laws for everything. God doesn't leave anything out. All right, you're here with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible, knee-deep in the book of Leviticus. It is laborious reading, folks, but get through it at least once. But I beg you to read this Bible multiple times in its entirety. If you get through the laborious parts, Leviticus and the law, focus on the other things if you can't. A lot of times people want to read the Bible all the way through, and they get to these parts, and it just throws an anchor around their neck. After you've devoured the rest of this Bible multiple times, then you go back into these parts, and you will catch things because you've learned so much from reading and reading and reading. Things will open up to you by reading here. You'll say, oh, that's why. Right here with David and Jonathan on WBFF 97.7. Between the Lines, Leviticus chapter 16. And the Lord spake unto Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron. You remember? Catch yesterday's episode. There was a big sacrifice, and the fire of God came down and consumed the sacrifice. And it was just an amazing event, and it was, you know, everyone so happy. Oh man, God's power, look at that.
Swept up in the moment.
Yes, and the two sons of Aaron who were priests, they got swept up in the moment, and they wanted more fireworks, so they didn't follow the rules. They did their own things to kind of make the ceremony keep on going, and they become fried fritters immediately.
Yes, sir.
Charcoaled.
Yes, sir. And Aaron didn't say a word.
No, he didn't. Yeah, that's what it actually says. He didn't say anything. It's like, I need, and he's probably thinking back, wow, I'm surprised I didn't get charcoaled for making that cap.
Yeah, that cap, yeah. Like, they just did that. And what I did.
Moses maybe hadn't told him that, yeah, you were going to be charcoaled, but I talked him out of it.
Right. Oh, he was on the way.
Oh, yeah. He was going to charcoal all of you. Yeah. You were all done. And he was going to start over with me. I'm old.
Yeah.
That means I have to get more wives. I didn't want that.
I've already had these headaches.
Yes. All right, verse 2. And the Lord said unto Moses, speak unto Aaron, thy brother, that he come not at all times into the holy place within the veil before the mercy seat, which is upon the ark, that he die not. For I will appear in the cloud upon the mercy seat. Thus shall Aaron come into the holy place with a young bullock for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering. So make sure Aaron knows that he only comes in there when the cloud is there, because he's going to die if he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
That what that says. Let's look at it again. The Lord said unto Moses, speak unto Aaron thy brother, and he come not at all times. Don't always come into the holy place within the veil before the mercy seat, which is upon the ark, and or he will die. For I will appear in the cloud upon the mercy seat. Thus shall Aaron come into the holy place with a young bullock for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering.
That's what it says to me.
Yes. And he shall put on the holy linen coat, and he shall have the linen breeches upon his flesh, and shall be girded with a linen girdle, and with the linen mitre shall he be attired. These are all holy garments, therefore shall he wash his flesh in water, and so put them on. He shall take off the congregation, shall take of the congregation the children of Israel, two kids of the goat for a sin offering, one ram for burnt offering, and Aaron shall offer his bullock for the sin offering, which is for himself. Because he has to cleanse himself before he can stand in the gap to cleanse others.
Yes.
Because all flesh is sinful at this point, after the fall in the garden. And make an atonement for himself and for his house. He shall take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and Aaron shall cast lots upon the two goats, one lot for the Lord and the other for the scapegoat. And Aaron shall bring the goat upon the Lord's lot fell, and the other him for his sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to make an atonement for him, and to let him go for his scapegoat into the wilderness. So it just signifies that all the sin goes on him and he runs away with it. And Aaron shall bring, and I see the two goats going in there. Oh, please let me be the scapegoat.
Yeah.
And Aaron shall bring the bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and shall take an atonement for himself and for his house, and shall kill the bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself. He shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from off the altar before the Lord in his hands, full of sweet incense, beaten small, and bring it within the veil. He shall put the incense upon the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat that is upon the testimony, that he die not. This is serious, serious work. Being a priest at this time was life or death if you didn't follow all the instructions.
Step by step.
Quite different now. Can you imagine? I hate hitting on the Catholic Church, but sometimes they get so far out there Can you imagine if their priests had a life or death situation upon them if they got out of line?
Yes.
I think their house would be a little bit more in order at this point.
I agree.
And he shall take of the blood of the bullock and sprinkle it with his finger upon the mercy seat eastward and for the... Well, that goes for all churches. If there were a life or death situation like it was here, you don't follow God's rules exactly, priest, you're going to die. And he shall take of the blood of the bullock and sprinkle it with his finger upon the mercy seat eastward, and for the mercy seat shall he sprinkle of the blood with his finger seven times. Then shall he kill the goat of the sin offering that is before the people, and bring the blood within the veil, and do that with the blood as he did with the blood of the bullock, and sprinkle it upon the mercy seat before the mercy seat. And he shall make an atonement for the holy place before of the uncleanliness of the children of Israel and cause of their transgressions in all their sins. And so shall he do for the tabernacle of the congregation that remaineth among them in the midst of their uncleanliness. There shall be no man in the tabernacle of the congregation when he goeth in to make an atonement for the holy place until he come out and have made an atonement for himself and for his household and for all the congregation of Israel. He shall go out unto the altar that is before the Lord and make an atonement for it, and shall take of the blood of the bullock and of the blood of the goat and put it upon the horns of the altar round about. And he shall sprinkle of the blood upon it with his finger seven times, cleanse it and hallow it from the uncleanliness of the children of Israel, when he hath made an end of reconciling the holy place and the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. He shall bring the live goat, and Aaron shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat and confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgressions and all their sins, putting them upon the head of the goat, and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man into the wilderness. The goat shall bear upon him all the iniquities into the land not inhabited, and he shall let go the goat in the wilderness. So this goat's going to run away with all of their shame and sinfulness. And Aaron shall come into the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall put off the linen garment which he put on when he went into the holy place, and shall leave them there. He shall wash his flesh with water in the holy place, and put on his garments, and come forth, and offer his burnt offering and the burnt offering of the people, and make an atonement for himself and for the people. And the fat of the sin offering shall he burn upon the altar, and he that let go the goat for the scapegoat shall wash his clothes, and bathe his flesh in the water, and afterward come into the camp. And the bullock for the sin offering, and the goat for the sin offering, whose blood was brought in to make an atonement for the holy place, shall one carry forth without the camp, and they shall burn in the fire their skins, and their flesh, and their dung. After he that burneth them shall wash his clothes, and bathe in flesh and water, and afterwards he shall come into the camp. And this shall be the statute forever unto you, that in the seventh month, on the seventh day of the month, ye shall afflict your souls and do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger that sojourneth among you. So at that time of on the tenth day of the month, ye shall afflict your souls. It shall be a statue in your heart, and you will do no work, and you will do this thing.
Mm-hmm. And now the terminology afflict your soul is literally telling you to fast.
Okay.
Against the flesh, more or less. Like, don't.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Right.
There you go. You're right. You put some hunger in you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
For on that day shall the priest make an atonement for you to cleanse you, that ye may be clean from all your sins before the Lord. It shall be a Sabbath of rest unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls by statute forever. Thank you for bringing that out, Jonathan. That is a fast. Give your flesh some punishment. And the priest whom shall anoint and whom he shall consecrate to minister in the priest's office in his father's stead shall make the atonement and shall put on the linen clothes. And this is a foreshadow of Christ right here.
I literally just saw that right.
In 32.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
And the priest whom he shall anoint and whom he shall consecrate to minister in the priest's office in his father's stead shall make the atonement and shall put on the linen clothes, even the holy garments. That explains Christ right there.
100%.
And he shall make an atonement for the holy sanctuary, and he shall make an atonement for the tabernacle of the congregation, and for the altar, and he shall make an atonement for the priests, and for all the people of the congregation. And this shall be an everlasting statute unto you to make an atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins once a year. And he did as the Lord commanded Moses. Chapter 17, but we're going to leave it there today. And you can catch all our past episodes on WBFFradio.com. Please go back there and start at Genesis. And you're going to be interested to find out Genesis 1 is not the beginning of the Bible. So catch version 1 and you're going to figure that out. It's called Between the Lines with David and Jonathan, explaining God's beautiful words and his storylines and his future for this world. Please join us every day at 3 o'clock, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Between the Lines. We hope you've gained a deeper understanding of God's Word and strengthened your faith in Jesus. Tune in again for more spiritual discoveries, 3 p.m. daily with David and Jonathan, exclusively here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.